Chances are that most of us have had at least a bite of a poonchki today. This is Lisa Berry, and out of tradition, the donut-like pastries are eaten today as a precursor to the Lenten season and as a Polish celebration. And out of tradition, a lot of poonchkis are shared by the Dingles, including here at WEMU. So joining us now to talk about that tradition is 12th District Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. Happy Fat Tuesday, I guess we say.
It's Happy Punchki Day.
Punchki Day, okay.
It's good to speak with you, Lisa. Yep, it's a Polish tradition, the Tuesday before Ash Wednesday.
And I want to at least extend the condolences of myself, the staff of WEMU, and of course, our listeners on the passing of your husband, Congressman John Dingell. You got to be thinking about him a lot on this day.
I'm thinking about him a lot, and it's hard, but in some ways, it became more important than ever. Most people know that he's of Polish descent. His grandfather came over from Poland, and he was very proud of his Polish heritage, and he always called himself just a poor Polish lawyer. And he began this tradition decades ago of sharing punchkis with his friends on the Tuesday before Ash Wednesday. And somehow this year, it's an important tradition in the Michigan area. We all know what punchkis are, but rituals and traditions matter. They tie us together from generation to generation. And sort of in memory of John, I really wanted to make this day a day that I share punchkis with our friends. And we toast a punchki in his memory and remembers more than ever how the richness of different cultural backgrounds and how we all benefit from celebrating each other's cultural backgrounds.
I've worked at a few radio stations over my career that spans a couple of decades, and I remember getting Dingell punchkis for many of those decades. How many years have you been doing this?
Well, he started it. I wasn't in the room when he had the idea, but I know it's been almost the entire time that we were married, so it may be close to four decades. But, you know, that's what a ritual and a tradition is. It's something that, you know, we kind of... It ties you together. It reminds you of important cultural heritages that we all have and the appreciation of things. So I sort of look at us in Michigan and how lucky we are with the strong Polish traditions, the strong Italian, the strong Irish, the strong Lebanese, the strong Greek. Just think of how much, I have to admit that Coney Island and Greeks are probably my favorite restaurant. Period. But how much we benefit from all of each other's sort of cultural heritage and the beautiful things that each of those cultures has brought to our community.
How many punchkis did you hand out this year?
More than 3,000. It's been a lot.
3,000? Is that just in Michigan alone or elsewhere?
No, I brought some to, we got a lot in Washington too. So I did every congressional Michigan office. I did my colleagues and I did everybody in leadership. It matters. You know, it's sort of a way for me to remember John, celebrate his heritage, and tell people how much their friendship means.
Did you have any yourself? Did you eat any?
I did have a chocolate punchki. They're good, you know, and chocolate's my downfall. So, yes, of course I did. But you know what? To everybody, we don't think about calories today.
That's right. As the 12th District Congresswoman, you're commuting the calories, right?
That's correct.
Keep the tradition alive, and I bet you it's hard not to think about John when you're handing these out.
I've been thinking of John all day. It's hard. I love him, and I miss him, and we had a partnership, and I'm trying to remember the good memories and hold them tight in my heart and my soul.
And we're thinking of you, 12th District Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. And thanks for sharing that tradition with us here with WEMU and our listeners as well.
Thank you, Lisa. Happy Punchki Day.